sir, very much.
You're very kind. Thank you very much.
Remember this guy getting groped by the TSA?
Two times in the front and two times in the back.
All right.
And if you'd like a private screening, we can make that available for you also.
We can do that out here, but if you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Well, maybe we need more TSA guys touching people's junk, because today we're learning that many times they're not touching anyone. A new report showing that a huge spike in agents are sleeping on the job. They're leaving their posts. They're letting friends go through without a screening. Their union defending them, saying that this hardly ever happens. But Catherine Mango Ward says a big unionized government bureaucracy only begs for more security invasions. It is sort of sobering when you read about the guy who stole 80 laptops, another who got tens of thousands of dollars, just rifled it through people's purses and baggage and the like. I know these are the exceptions to the rule, and the TSA comes out and says this hardly ever happens, but as large as the TSA is, even with the 10% fraud, abuse, and criminality figure that is fairly common, held with most institutions, it's going to get out of hand. It is out of hand.
You know, the union's defense in the face of this Government Accountability Office report is, the vast majority of our guys are doing a good job. But I think it's quite bizarre to hear, right? I mean, if I said to you, you know, Neil, don't worry, the vast majority of the facts in Reason magazine are accurate, you wouldn't say, oh, well, then that's okay. Go right ahead.
Well, in your case, I would. Of course, you have 100% shooting average. But it does raise some concerns to me about why the TSA wouldn't be more apologetic about it. In other words, to say, we had some serious slip-ups here. We're policing that. But instead, they took a very defensive tone to it. That, oh, this is a small percentage. Most of the time, we're doing a great job. They've got to be right 100% of the time. We've got to be right 100%. That is our goal. It's not 99, 98, and it's certainly not 80.
Right. Well, I think one reason that they have no choice but to be defensive is because they don't really have good systems in place to solve this problem right now. And that's what the government's report found. They've basically found that the left hand has no idea whose pocket the right hand is picking, and that they don't have a way to track what happens to people who are sanctioned. They don't have a way to track what punishments are put in place for these corrupt and lazy and sleepy workers. So they can't plausibly say we're fixing the problem. Instead, they have to say there is no problem here.
But then what is the alternative, Catherine? You know, I had a security expert on Fox News earlier today tell me, well, maybe we have to privatize the force. I don't know if that's a better answer. I don't know whether a privatized force is a better force. It might be a more accountable force. But maybe it cuts to the basic boring nature of their job, that you know, you stand all day in front of a machine, you know, one after another, it just maybe leads to this. I don't know. Is there something wrong intrinsically with the nature of their job?
I absolutely think there is. I think that right now what the TSA is doing is aptly titled security theater. They're trying to make everyone feel safer, which is not the same thing as actually being safer. And right now what we're getting is taxpayers are footing a huge bill, and travelers are experiencing huge inconveniences, and we're not actually getting the safety that we were promised. It would make much more sense to stop fighting the last war, you know, stop looking in the shoes for the shoe bombs and the underwear for the underwear bombs, and instead really take a quantitative approach to where the risks actually reside.
All right, well, Catherine, you're going nowhere because you make way too much sense. But thank you. It's always good having you.
Thank you.
Well, FACE just made book, or close to it. Apparently good things do happen to those who wait. If you just wait a little longer.